The big news breaking this morning is that the Australian and US governments are accusing China of engaging in a years-long state-sponsored campaign to hack global companies and steal their secrets. We spoke earlier to Australia's National Cybersecurity Advisor, Alistair McGibbon.
This is audacious, it is huge, and it impacts potentially thousands of businesses globally. We know there are victims in Australia. This isn't about espionage. This is about stealing the unique aspects of economies in order to advance another one. And that essentially takes food from the people of Australia.
That is Alistair McGibbon speaking to me earlier. Michelle Grattan is from The Conversation. She's in our Parliament House studios this morning. Michelle, interesting timing here. The Australian government appears to be acting in concert with other Five Eyes nations in a pushback against Chinese espionage.
These governments obviously see it as a massive threat. It's not a new threat, but it's a growing one, a form of modern warfare, if you like, especially commercial warfare, which is very hard to combat. And it's in the context of the wider, very complex relationships between countries like the US, but also Australia, other Western countries, and a rising China, which is expanding its powers in all sorts of ways.
Michelle, in other news this morning, there's a big story in the Herald Sun relating to a federal MP, some fairly lurid details about trips to parts of Southeast Asia, an investigation by the AFP, concerns about the areas in Southeast Asia that this MP has been travelling to. What do we know about this, and what does it tell us about our politics that this sort of thing is making it into the papers right now?
Of course, this story comes in the context of the story about Andrew Broad, which led to him standing down at the next election or announcing he would earlier this week. We might start with the statement from the Prime Minister's office about this latest story about an unnamed MP saying, and I quote, "We are aware of an allegation made by a Labor front bencher that has been discredited and dismissed by the AFP." So that's what's being said by the Prime Minister's office. I think, however, this is clearly an unhelpful story emerging right at the end of the year, and in that wider context, we'll see whether anything comes out of it or whether it dies over the holiday period.
Given the multiple experiences the government has had this year with trying to sort of staunch the blood, as it were, on these scandalous sorts of stories, do you think that's an approach that will work?
Who knows? It's very hard to know because the details are just and the veracity really are unclear.
All right. We just heard from Jeremy Buckingham there, New South Wales Greens MP who has left the party, but he had much broader comments on the Greens federally and described the leadership of Richard Di Natale as weak. How much of a mess are the Greens in?
I think the Greens are in a major mess. Labor federal MPs have been predicting recently that there'll be a split in the Greens by the time of the New South Wales state election in March. Now, obviously, Labor has an interest in talking up the divisions, but I do think that the Greens are at some sort of tipping point. They, of course, face a federal election in a very short time after that New South Wales election, and they're not in a good state to be fighting that election. You'll remember back in 2016, there was a lot of talk about the Greens being a major threat to Labor in some inner city seats in Sydney and Melbourne. I think that that threat has receded. We saw them fail to win the Batman by-election in Melbourne, and their Senate vote will be under severe strain in the coming federal election. They're obviously disunited, divided, severely divided in terms of ideology. There have been all these allegations about personal behaviour. The whole situation for the Greens is one that's looking very bad for the future, I think.
Michelle, we are running over time, but I did want to ask you for a reflection on what's been a pretty messy year politically, as this is your last cross with us for 2018.
A bad year for the government, and of course it didn't end well either with the Andrew Broad affair this week, and also attacks on its energy policy from the New South Wales government. Even the Energy Security Board's been very critical in a report released this week. So Scott Morrison will be hoping he can get the show together over the summer and go into the election year in a bit better position, but he's got a massive job ahead. Of course, a very good year for Labor, in many cases a good year by default.
Michelle Grattan, best wishes for a wonderful Christmas and a terrific 2019. Thank you.
And to you and all the listeners.